It's Tuesday, the 14th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The European Union delegation to Namibia, in collaboration with the Integrated Rural Development and Nature Conservation, the Namibia Nature Foundation and Deutsche Welle Academy, has allocated a grant of 43 million Namibia dollars to support civil society organizations. The partnership aligns with the country's ambitions for green industrialization, with the potential to mobilize 400 billion Namibia dollars in European private investments. Executive Director of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Michael Humavindu.
As a National Planning Commission, we see and value CSOs as partners in developmental service delivery, as well as potential agents for community support. The NPC, therefore, will ensure the finalization of the national CSO policy with a stated aim to ensure that more CSOs are enabled, capacitated, and incentivized to be able to take part in such competitive calls for proposals by our development partners. We wish to call upon the successful CSOs today to ensure that their work emanating from these grants also by extensions not only capacitate those potential beneficiaries that are targeted, but that it also actually leads to developmental outcomes.
Then firefighters in Los Angeles are working to contain major wildfires, including the Palisades, Eaton and Hearst fires. Officials have warned that strong winds could worsen the crisis. We asked Namibia's ambassador to the U.S., Margaret Mensah-Williams, if any Namibians are residing in the L.A. area.
I could not locate any Namibians as yet within Los Angeles. We've sent out information all over to find out. We are trying to establish still. It's difficult because a lot of Namibians, when they do come to the U.S., they don't sort of inform the embassy. People have to register with the embassy for in cases like these. Luckily, up to now, we have not located any Namibians who are there or who have any property, but we have some somebody who is still busy investigating on our behalf.
University of Pretoria Professor Kobus Maree has advised parents not to strictly focus on university education for career success. While research shows degree holders earn more and find jobs easily, Maree is of the opinion that the value of non-university study is a viable alternative.
While many learners are celebrating the outcome of the 2024 grade 12 results, many face uncertainty and disappointment. There are many reasons for these students to remain upbeat and hopeful about their future. So now is the time for them to consider their options.
Staying on the continent, Zimbabwe's main opposition party has indicated that it will not oppose calls for President Emmerson Mnangagwa to extend his tenure by 2 years until 2030. Bloomberg reports that a referendum would be required for him to serve beyond his second and final term, ending in 2028. In October, Mnangagwa rejected a similar proposal from his party, ZANU-PF. And U.S. President Joe Biden says his administration is pressing hard to close on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Both parties have been holding indirect talks for more than a year, mediated by Qatar, the U.S. and Egypt. Biden says the contours of the ceasefire deal matched a proposal he made a few months ago.
Deal we have a structure would free the hostages, halt the fighting, provide security to Israel, and allow us to significantly surge humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians who suffered terribly in this war. Palestinian people deserve peace, the right to determine their own futures. Israel deserves peace and real security.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.